Section 2. You will hear a committee member giving a talk to a nature club about coming events. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hi everyone. It's good to see such a big turnout at our Nature Club session for June. Just before we start this evening's workshop, I'd like to draw your attention to what we have in store for you in the second half of the year. First of all, the guided bushwalk. This is always a favourite. Starting out on the Springvale Plateau and continuing down into a section of the State Conservation Area. Last year, we invited children aged 8 and over if they came with a parent, but the track has been washed out in a few places since then and it can be quite rough. So, this year we considered restricting it to adults only. However, on reconsideration, the committee has now decided to recommend it for all bushwalkers who are over the age of 12. Another very popular option is the bird observation walk. We'll be searching for both migratory and native birds as we walk through tidal marshlands and mangroves, and you can expect to get your feet uncomfortably wet and muddy if you don't wear rubber boots. These are a must. The leader will have a strong pair of binoculars, so we'll rely on her to name the species for us. And we've ordered some bird identification books that you may wish to purchase at a later date. From the bush to the swamp, and now to the sand dunes. Our leader will help us identify plants native to the local area, as well as some invasive weed species. We'll be asking for volunteers to help pull out the weeds where possible, so a pair of sturdy gardening gloves is essential. Spades and other tools will be provided. It could get very hot and you'll need water, plenty of it, but a local business owner is willing to provide bottled water free of charge. The next outing, Bush Tucker, is a new one. Have you ever wondered what life in this country would have been like 200 to 2,000 years ago? Well, come on this trip and you'll find out how the indigenous inhabitants used local plants as food and medicine. Because lunch is included in this trip, there will be a small charge per person. We had originally thought $7 would cover the basics, sausages and bread followed by tea and coffee, but then we thought a few different cuts of meat and salad would be nice, and that brought the price up to $12 a head. At one stage, we even contemplated including seafood, but that would have been a bit too expensive. Around $15, so meat and salad it is. We expect this to be a popular event, so we'll need advance bookings to organise the catering. Please let us know your intentions by the 10th of November, and be aware that we'll require prepayment by the 15th of November. You can still change your mind and get a refund up to the 25th of November, but after that date, if you pull out, you'll forfeit the money paid.